Good evening. This is the 5 p.m. update on Hurricane Dorian. As feared, Dorian is causing catastrophic damage in the northwestern Bahamas. This is a satellite loop of the hurricane that I very well formed passing over the Abacos Islands. This is a video that came out of the Abacos about an hour ago, taken in the middle of the eye, and you can see the damage from the front half of the hurricane as it passed over the area. Tremendous water and wind damage. Storm surge as much as 20 feet or even higher, winds of 185 miles per hour with higher gusts. We are very fearful about what will be the ultimate outcome in the northwestern Bahamas, first in the Abacos as shown here, and now in the next few hours, the same conditions moving into Grand Bahama Island. Farther down the road, we have concerns, of course, for Florida as well. The center of the hurricane is now located about 175 miles to the east of the Florida East Coast, the Palm Beach area. We do have hurricane warnings and storm surge warnings now in effect along portions of the central Florida East Coast. In terms of storm surge, which is the greatest cause of loss of life in hurricanes, there's a storm surge warning up now from near Lantana, Florida, to north of Cape Canaveral, where we can expect 2 to 4 feet on the southern part of the warning area and 4 to 7 feet as you go farther to the north. For roughly the same area, there's a hurricane warning in effect because of the passage very close by of the center of the hurricane on Monday into Tuesday. All people along the Florida East Coast in the warning area need to be prepared and pay close attention to the advice coming from emergency management officials. At the National Hurricane Center, I'm Ed Rappaport.